to the tree farm.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
The views and opinions expressed on KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Fire from the cannons. When the smoke clears, we're still standing.
Just stand our ground.
Fire.
Hello? Are we on? Okay, well, I am Pac-Man. I'm going to just assume that I am on. I do not know if the Rev is on here with me or not. But,
yeah, go ahead.
Welcome to the show.
Pac, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, man. It's just, you know, there's a lot of different people use this room, and sometimes you don't know the state that things get left in. So how you doing, buddy?
I am tired. I am on like a 24-hour bender state. I could not sleep last night. I just did a doubleheader with the kids' basketball games, rushed home to get everything set up here in the home studio to get on the air with you, and looking forward to an amazing nap later.
There you go. That's, you know, a lot of times after I leave here, I have to go home and rest because I get kind of stressed out. And but just having you online lifts layers of that stress away. So I was going to ask you, what is that, you know, share with us, what's your son standing? Where's he at right now? How's his team doing? We're talking about intramural stuff, right?
Yeah, they just had a doubleheader today. They won both games. They are undefeated this season with one game left to go against a team that they already beat pretty badly. So they're on, out of three sessions, they had the first one and this one are looking to be undefeated. The second one was a 4-4, but they were down about four players and two were injured. So three or four of the regulars had other schedule conflicts, so they weren't able to take part in that team. But now they bounce back. They're even more crazy than they were in the first session, and they are now they play rec ball, which is, you know, I mean, it's a pretty easygoing game as far as the rules and that type of stuff go. But they're also signed up to do jam ball tournaments, which are basically like street ball rule tournaments that they hold once a month around different places in the city. So they'll be doing that next week in a double elimination tournament. And yeah, pretty wild.
That's cool. So, okay, if a parent is going to put their child into recreational basketball, how many hours do you have to think about? How much commitment is that on you? I mean, obviously,
on a rec level, it's a 1 hour practice a week with one game a week, but that's only at his particular age group because he's 13. next year he will not be playing in the youth ball anymore. He'll be in the young adult category, which is different rules, different setups, more like high school basketball than junior basketball. So it's we're not sure how that's going to work out. His coach is trying to figure out how to get a space open because he currently coaches the younger teams, but he wants to move up to follow this team. This team is staying together through all the sessions. They're signing up for all the tournaments together. So, yeah, it's pretty cool environment, and he's loving it. I very, very, very glad to have a child that is into sports in this day and age when that is not as popular with the youth as it used to be.
Right. Well, there's a lot of, you know, that's, yeah, it seems to me that the concept of cool today among so many young people is hanging out and playing the electronic devices. And I, you know, I got nothing against that, but man, I can remember my mom walking in the room. Now we're going way back, okay? Walking in the room, hitting a button on the TV and saying, "Get your sorry self outside, absorb some sunshine and do something, play sports, do something." And we did.
Yeah, you know, I thought about that a lot because, I mean, that's obviously what we did mostly as kids, was went out as soon as you let us out the front door and didn't come home until you were screaming our names from the porch. But I greatly appreciate that, but I do have to kind of remind people in my generation that as much as we want that to be the world, that is not what the world is anymore.
Right.
You know, I mean, the world is technology, the world is advancing, the world is videos, computers, all kinds of things. And so, you know, we have to find a way to make that a part of their lives, because they need to know how to do that stuff. They need to know those things, because that is the future.
Yep.
And so as much as I would love my kids to be playing down by the stream 12 hours a day, they need to know how to use their laptops. They need to know how to use their cell phones. They, you know, all of that stuff is that's the careers and the jobs of the future. So, you know, and as much as we know this country is desperately in need of labor, that's, you know, Elon Musk said it himself. You know, he estimates that within 20 years, 40% of labor work will be automated.
Right.
And so, you know, that shovel in hand, you know, nitty gritty, get down and dirty, you know, put your elbow into a type of work is going away. And, you know, I don't like it. I don't want it, but it is. And so, well, you know, kids do need to know some of this modern stuff that wasn't a part of our childhoods.
Right. No, absolutely. I agree. And, you know, we kind of set some trends, at least within the family, back when you were growing up. I remember doing battle with the school, and the teacher, specifically your teacher, and I'm not sure what grade this was. I think it was fourth or fifth grade, but was upset with me because I was letting you do your school papers on the computer. Now, get this, folks. We're talking over 30 years ago, and 35 years ago. But
yeah, and we're just talking about like a basic word processor, type it, print it.
Right.
No internet, you know, none of that type of stuff.
No, and it was, you know, well, and her response to me, and, you know, get this, okay, this is from someone within the educational community, but this was the mindset even back then. Well, we don't want your son to use the computer and the printer because not everybody here can have one. And you know what? That was it. It was kind of like, you know, if I had to work a second job to afford this, we were going to do it. And you're going to let him do it.
Well, and we were going to use it. Yeah. You're not going to tell somebody that just because they're in a better position than somebody else that they can't be.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, and there's still people today that don't have cell phones or don't have computers and stuff like that. And, you know, could you imagine telling the rest of the world you got to shut all that off so that these people can keep up?
Yeah, it was – anyway, it was out of control, and we won that one pretty hands down. There wasn't a problem there. But that's an old-school message. You know, I'm more concerned now about the fact that Joe Biden's uncle was eaten by cannibals, you know. That anyway, I just –
Wow.
Yeah,
well, I was not aware of that, and I don't know if you are being facetious with me or not. But.
No. Yeah, well, it's, you know, hey, we got to understand here. The current president of the United States can say anything he wants and get away with it because no one's holding him accountable. We're going to take a break, folks. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Don't touch that dial.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Questions or comments? Call or text at 877-536-1360.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Folks, we're back. Pac-Man and the Rev. You know, we got some of the best intro music on going. We did a great job with that. But
as we were going out on break, you had made a comment about the Biden administration just believing that they can do whatever they want to do. I was reading or not reading an article. I was watching. I think it was. I don't remember who it was that was giving the speech, but was talking about how they need to urgently pass a new aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And, I have a problem. I have a problem with this.
Me too.
I'm not even going to get on the political side of what I really think is going on behind the scenes. But this is the problem I have with our government. Our government doesn't feel like it owes the people an explanation for anything. You know, we see this all the time. Nancy Pelosi and her, well, if you want to read what's in the bill, then pass it attitude.
Right.
These people are like urgently, they want money out of our pockets to fund these aid packages. But we don't know We're not being told what the government does with the money they make us give them. You know, every year I have to spend a month and a half filling out forms telling the government what I did with all my money. But once they take it, they don't have to explain it to us. And so my issue isn't really that they want to send aid to a country. It's the idea that I don't know what that money is actually being spent on.
Right. There's no accountability.
When you ask questions, and when you ask questions, you're the bad guy. And, you know, I mean, we saw it in full force in the 2020 elections. Now, I'm not making the argument whether there was fraud in those elections or anything like that. Here's what I have a problem with the elections is, you know, we got these Democrats who stand around and tell us that we need to protect democracy from people like Trump and whatever. And to me, the most fundamental democratic right you have in this country is the right to vote. And they will tell you that. They will tell you that's the most important thing you can do. Get out and be heard and get the people who represent you into office. And so in the name of democracy, voting is supposed to be the most important thing as a citizen that you can do in this country. So when the citizens had a question about the election and they were questioning some of the things that were going on, I would think that a government that actually works for the people would owe it to the people to answer those questions. And I don't care what the answer to those questions were. I care more about them lawyering up, them shutting down investigations, them telling the people basically, because we told you so.
Yeah. And what is it that would be so terrible about printing? Well, first of all, it would be half a phone book. But if they just took the top 100 items that they're going to spend your money and my money on, just the top 100, putting them on maybe a two-page but double-sided list that says these are the top 100 or the top 200 and how much single-line printed, $2 billion for this. And you know, we would sit there and read that list and we would go, what? We spent $1 billion studying the humpback chub's mating cycle when, you know, the average person knows the humpback chub is not much more than a minnow. We throw money at stuff. I honestly believe they throw money at this stuff because they feel like they have to spend it. It's the concept of, you know, and I work – when I would do my annual budgets back in the day, we would plan it so that we would visit that budget about 2 months before the end of the fiscal year to see if we're still on track, because if we didn't spend it, it wouldn't be renewed the following year. See, and that's the concept we're living with.
But the thing is like, you're right, because look at the Pentagon. The Pentagon has admittedly said it has lost track of $4 trillion over the last few years. That is more than a tenth of our national debt has been given to the Pentagon in as part of the yearly approved budget, and it has basically disappeared. There's no record of what it was spent on. There's no proof of what it was spent on. Nobody knows where it is. Well, somebody knows, but they're making sure we don't.
That's the problem.
And that's what I have a problem with these budget that they come up with, because, I mean, most people can't even really, other than it just being a funny spelled word, grasp the idea of how much a $1 billion is.
Yeah,
and so when they say we're going to send $100 billion over to this country for this or that, do you know what $100 billion in the hands of anybody is capable of doing, is capable of buying, is capable of purchasing? I watched a YouTube star who is moving out of New York, lived in New York for 33 years of his life. It was his home city. And it wasn't because of the city itself. He liked the city, but what it was he was saying he was breaking down all the taxes he was paying, and it totaled out to like 54% of his income was going to taxes. The city had like three different levels of taxes. The state did all this stuff, and he was standing around looking at the city, trash piled up on the subway tracks, and you know, crime happening on every street corner, and he's like, what are they spending my money on? You know, they spent like $11 billion to build a single rail station, a single subway station. And he was like, I did research, and in France they built 168 kilometers of track and 64 substations for that same amount of money. And so, you know, it just leaves you sitting back. And he was like, what am I getting out of this? I don't feel safe. I don't feel clean. I don't feel comfortable. So what am I giving you all this money for?
It's almost like it's a, how do I know I have a mental illness? I know I have a mental illness because I believe all the crap that they're feeding me. And excuse my use of the word, but that's what it is. It's manure piled up to the ceiling, and they desire us to believe it, because when we stop believing it, then we stop paying for it, and they can't have that.
And I just don't know. Like, I mean, there's obviously some conspiracy theories out there that are just unbelievable, but to really sit there and think that your government never lies to you, tells you the truth about everything, it's just batting 1,000 all the time. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, the government is responsible for running a country of hundreds of millions of people. I am responsible for 3 kids, and I lie to them all the time. I mean, and it's like, you know, and I know that sounds bad, but it's like there's times where it's just so simple to say, hey, this is what's going on, you know, pay attention to this, believe this, so that I don't have to be accountable for what I'm doing, or so that I don't have to deal with this anymore, or I don't have to deal with you anymore. And so, like, that's got, you know, I mean, that's what we're getting.
That's level,
what we're getting with
that level, you know, of 50% honesty
of our income.
Yeah, that level of honesty, even to recognize that you have just told a whopper to your kids, because it was easier, and I get this. I mean, I'm not criticizing you at all. I get this, because it's easier to tell the whopper than to live with the truth. Even if it's something simple. It's something as simple as, I can't take both you kids to two different places at the same time. Besides, this is more important, and I'm going to take, I got to take Taylor up to, you know, and I get that. But at some point, you got to ask yourself, when do we start? We just throw up our hands and say, I'm not going to have this. I'm not going to do this anymore. And then you're going to have to live with the fact that you're the only parent, or one of the few, that is not telling the story to make it easier. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. The whole concept of
yeah, and you know, like, I'm not talking about super crazy things when I say that, but I'm just saying that, you know, we embellish things all the time to make it simple for ourselves. And to believe that these people in the government that are so self-motivated and self-serving are telling you the truth because it's convenient and it's important and it's the right thing to do for you?
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
When you think about how much money just the Pentagon losing $4 trillion, you realize you could take an entire continent and lift it out of abject poverty and feed everyone for what they lost.
Oh, they said that homelessness could be ended in America for $20 billion. $20 billion. That's like 1/8 of what we've already sent over to the Ukraine. But yeah. why does the Senate never sit down? Why does the Senate never sit down and say, hey, why don't we set aside some money for homelessness? You know, like why is that? And that's what I'm talking about. You really believe that there's people out there who think that war is, you know, you really think that they're believing their own crap when they tell you that war is more important than the hungry kids on your street? No, there's something else going on with all of that.
Yep.
We are flashed these pictures of all this heartbreak and misery around the world that we got to send all this money to. I don't need those pictures. I can drive down to Denver, 10 minutes from my home, and see it for real on my own streets in a country I pay taxes to help stop that.
Yeah, ridiculous levels of taxes, as we pointed out. But what's even more amazing is how they assign priorities. Like they, the other day, and they evicted a bunch of veterans that were in a shelter because they had to make room for illegals to occupy that shelter. And I'm like asking myself, wait a minute, why do we even have a homeless veteran? That level of money that we're talking about,
it should be illegal to even be able to put those two words in the same sentence. And the idea is a shelter is designed to help somebody in need. And there are things that I think are priority, like being a veteran and stuff like that. But the reality is nobody should be kicked out of a shelter for somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. Period. Hey, folks, we are going to take, man, we're half done with the show already. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Don't change that dial. Pac-Man and the Rev will be right back. KHNC 1360.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 7 to 8 foot tall autumn glazed maple trees, now only $139.99. 5-year-old 4 to 5 foot tall Austrian pine trees, now only $279.99. The early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now at the Tree Farm.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
And I'm not missing a thing. Watching the full moon cross in the range, riding the storm out.
All right, folks. Pac-Man and the Rev, we're back with you. And we certainly are riding the storm out anymore. I'm amazed. Absolutely amazing.
I don't know. I can't even say we're riding it out. We're getting blown over by it right now.
Run over by the storm. But, you know, you got to look at this whole thing and say, how can we expect, I know this is going to sound overtly simplistic, but how can we expect people, government, politicians, listeners in general, how can we expect people to want to walk a straight and narrow path when there is nobody that's giving them an example to follow? And it's kind of like, I'm always excited on Saturday because tomorrow's Sunday and I'm going to go and spend time at church. And I enjoy that so much. That's like a period of time, an hour and a half in the morning, where I get to hear someone else's opinion. And that opinion isn't the pastor's. This particular church I go to, is the opinion is God's opinion. It's biblically inspired. But how on earth do we get back on the straight and narrow? What is the straight and narrow? First of all, we should define that. Pac, what's your idea? What is the straight and narrow to you?
I really don't know how to answer that question. To me, my biggest thing is that there is a serious lack of accountability in this world. And I mean on all levels, criminally, personally, morally, you know, there is just no accountability for anything. There is no consequence for bad judgment. There is no consequence for bad behavior. There is no consequence for bad morals. I mean, you were talking about the church, and you know, this is why good has such a hard time fighting evil, is because churches are taking in money that they're then distributing through charities and programs to help people. The other side of the fence is spending all of its money to attack the church.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, when how much, you know, how do you fight that without taking away from the people that you're trying to help? And the answer to that is you can't. You can't, as long as these people are fixated on destroying the moral fabric of society and people and families and, you know, homes and the justice system and all, as long as that is their singular focus, you can't fight that part-time and still be a good person like you should be with the rest of your time. You know, it's so overwhelming that I don't necessarily know that there is an answer to that without becoming the people that are the problem.
You know, we always used to say, well, you know, give it some time and the pendulum will swing back the other way. The problem is the pendulum has moved so far to the left that even if it swung back completely, the full pivot of its capability, it would not be right anymore. There's no right left. There's only degrees of left. And that's kind of scary when you think about the fact that we're coming up to the retirement of the largest group of people ever to cross the threshold in America. We're talking about hundreds of millions. Okay, the baby boomer generation is retiring right now. And that generation is going to cost a fortune to continue to support. And unfortunately, the generation directly behind me and the one behind that one are going to be carrying the weight of that. And it really looks to me like at some point here, we're heading to the giant collapse. If we can't keep track of $4 trillion, which is an enormous amount to be lost, how are we going to keep track of just cutting the checks, the Social Security checks for everybody? And granted, excuse me, it's electronic now. I mean, it's electronic funds transfer. That's another Pandora's box. But yeah, how are we gonna continue to provide a lifestyle that at least meets minimum standards for people when we have so many people whose answer to everything is the government will take care of me, the government will do it. I'm not gonna worry about it. The government's gonna do it. And you know, pretty soon, you know, it used to be every spring they would start filling the potholes. Pretty soon, they won't be filling the potholes. If you're not driving a Hummer or a heavy-duty off-road 4x4, you won't even be able to drive down the street in some of these communities. It's already happening in big cities. But I'm not even sure where I'm going with this. The thing is our ability to progress and to continue being a nation that people actually want to come to is rapidly deteriorating. It's disappearing. It's gone where that $4 trillion went. Where is that at? We don't know. And how much? A trillion. Think about that. How many people became millionaires? And that's hardly anything anymore off of $4 trillion. That's 400,000 people. More people than, it's just, I can't even fathom it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a trillion is 1,000 billion.
Right.
Which is 1,000 million. You know, so you're talking about 1,000 times 1,000 million.
That's right.
To equal 1 trillion.
And you think about this.
That's just absolutely insane. A million. It literally $1 trillion is 1 million times 1 million.
Right. Well, and just 1 million itself. When you think about that, $1 million is 1,000 stacks of $1,000. You know, and you think to yourself, oh man, if I had $1,000, I could get to payday. I could pay my bills off the rest of this month. An extra $1,000.
Well, here's a thing to kind of give you that size perspective. $1 million in $100 bills is 29 inches tall. $1 billion in $100 bills is 120 feet taller than the Washington Monument. Now, that's a billion. A trillion is 1,000 times that. You know, these are numbers that are just inconceivable. And that's money. That money, they didn't go out and work for that money to lose it. That's money they took from us.
Yeah, and it's real money. It's even though, I mean, in our mind we say, oh, they'll just print more. But, oh, man, we're going to go to break, folks. We only have a couple of short segments left. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Pac-Man and the Rev will be right back. 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Questions or comments? Call or text at 877-536-1360.
Blame the heart for the hurting. Blame the hurting on the heart. Blame the dark on the devil. Blame the devil on the dark. Blame the ex for the drinking. Blame the drinking.
All right. Pac-Man and the Reb, we are back. We got two short segments left. That's it.
You know, I was thinking during the break, you know, it has become very clear in this country that everything is for sale. The science is for sale. The educations are for sale. The media is for sale. The courts are for sale. The Justice Department is for sale. And you think about this, like, how many souls can you buy from greedy people with $4 trillion? How many people can you – you know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking about, like, the whole reason that we see cities like New York and stuff like that giving money, so much money to illegal immigrants, they're not trying to buy them a better life. They're buying loyalty.
Right. Yep, a permanent.
How much loyalty does $4 trillion buy you?
And you know what's the worst part of this is what they're buying is a permanent underclass. In other words, that the people that are handing out the money don't want the people at the bottom to succeed. They want them in bondage. They want them locked up. They want ankle bracelets on them and handcuffs. They don't want people to be they don't want people to be moving around freely, because when you start doing that, you realize, hey, wait a minute, there's a better way. There's a better life out there. So, you know, But if they can keep you on the bottom, and they take, and you know, it's the Robin Hood concept, but it's on a scale that you can't even imagine it. If we take finances away from the middle class, we'll leave them just enough so they stay middle class, then we can continue to support the bottom class, who becomes totally, completely indebted to our program. They can't afford to have anything change. They can't afford to become, they can't afford to move to the middle class, if there is any. The middle class is being strangleholded, that's not a very good word, but you get what I mean. The middle class has got a stranglehold on it, so it will become the lower class, and there won't be a middle class.
And, you know, we've talked about this in shows in the past. You know, they never got rid of slavery. They just found a much more universally applicable way to keep people in chains.
Right.
You know, you can't get away, you know, modern society, you can't get away with saying, oh, you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, and so we're gonna segregate and hold you in bondage based on that. Because they found something better. They found money. Money is universally applicable to all people, all races, all genders, all orientations. It doesn't matter. If you can keep them in financial servitude, then you control everything.
Yeah, and there's many ways to do that, believe it or not. If you're one of the guys, And you know, I'm driving a 12-year-old truck, and I love it. It's a beautiful truck. But I covet, I hate to say it, I covet that brand-new truck. I really think it's cool. I'd like to own it. But it's just an impracticality for me, especially why own one when we're going to live in a 15-minute city sometime. You know what I'm saying? We have to unshackle ourselves. I don't know how we do that.
But there is a way that you can have that truck. You can go out and borrow money.
Right.
And you can be in servitude, indebted to your job for another 6 years because you need to pay that truck off. And, you know, and because you have that truck, you can no longer put your money towards a self-betterment, paying off your debt so that you aren't in this financial servitude. And they, walk into a college during spring when all the new students arrive, and look how many people are just lined up, how many booths are just lined up that are credit card companies offering new student rate credit cards for these kids who have no jobs, no nothing. They're coming into school to go full-time to school, and these people are throwing debt at them, left and right. They're just throwing debt at them because they're building the next generation of slaves to the system, who will become so bound by it that they will cast their votes and their support for anybody who says, we're going to offer you debt relief for the debt that we put you in. Just get in our corner and be quiet.
Yep. Our solution is that you may not like it, and we're never going to really tell you this, but you're where you're going to stay. You're never going to go any further. This is it. And as long as I give you just enough to keep you happy, and I can figure out a way to make someone else pay for it, you'll continue to be my guy. You'll continue to support me, to love me, and you know, it's like
the more successful a person becomes, the more the system makes them responsible for paying for those who are not, so that you end up being in the same situation they're in.
Right. Yeah.
You could be highly successful and have absolutely nothing because you're paying for the people who have nothing. And so that's their limitation that they put on your prosperity is so that, oh, well, you moved up another bracket. Okay, well, that's good because we have another 100 people we need you to support.
Yeah.
And you never get ahead of it. You never get ahead of it.
And
I'm not saying, and I'm not sitting here trying to put out the idea that anybody who ever needs assistance or help is a bad person, but they're victims of a system that wants them to be victims.
And the concept here of liberty and justice for all is virtually non-existent. But we'll talk about that again in the last segment. Don't go anywhere, folks. As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Folks, we're back. Hey, this is going to be the final segment. I got to cover two things real quick. Next weekend, Saturday, I will not be in studio because I'm training. At Carbon Valley Library, the 27th, starts at noon. Carbon Valley Library's in Firestone, and we're going to be doing some more urban survival, and it's a fascinating, it's a fun time. Everybody who goes to the training class has kind of become family, and so I just want you to know that. And Pack, it's all going to be landing on your shoulders next weekend, buddy. I know.
Yeah, except I've got an issue as well, and that is that my son's tournaments next weekend are also at the exact same time as our show. So I don't know unless an arrangement can be made, but they might have to listen to a repeat of programming.
No,
but,
Mr. Bill.
You know, that's just how the schedule goes, but it's only for one weekend if that happens to be the case. But we won't know that till a little bit later this week. So, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, I think about what's going to happen. And I mean, don't dwell on this to the point of getting ulcers. I've done that too, but. How will you take care of yourself? How do you take care of your family when it all does collapse? Because anarchy is a terrible, terrible thing. And you guys are important, or I wouldn't bother to do this. My listeners, Pac-Man and I's listeners, you know, you're very special people because this is a special station, and not just everybody listens to it. We wish that was true, but we got all kinds of stuff going on in the world right now that's a little bit scary. Don't get scared. Put your faith in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Talk to the Lord once in a while. Go to church tomorrow. Find out what it has to offer. I go to Faith Church in Windsor, and it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. It's a great church. It starts at 10 o'clock. And anyway, but that it's not the only church. And the reason I say that is because fellowship, being able to sit in a room, we're online with thousands of people that think like we do. And there's some out there that don't. They think we're just, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. But we believe. You know, I should put a period at the end of that. I'm a believer. I believe in the Lord. I believe in loving my fellow man. I don't have to like them, okay? But biblically, I'm supposed to love them, and I can explain the subtle differences between those two. But, Pac, what do you got to tell us? You got a couple minutes left before we got to fly.
I don't know. I think that sounds pretty good. It's just be ready, be there for each other, try not to put too much effort into swerving out of the way of those Death to America protesters that are walking up and down the streets.
Oh, man.
But, no, don't take that seriously, folks. I did not advise you to run anybody over. So that was something I did want to talk about was those clowns. But we'll save that for a future show because I don't think I could squeeze that in
death
a minute.
To America, those very people that say that will cease to exist. They'll be the first ones taken out.
Yeah.
They'll be the first ones who are the major losers. Nation like, wow. You hear that background music? Man.
That's it. That's it for the week, guys. We love talking to you. God bless all of you. Be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well,